This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Connect with Otupote's wild places, wild weather and unique wildlife. April 19th to 28th at Wild Dunedin, New Zealand's Festival of Nature. Experience the magic of nature through more than 140 events, many that are family friendly, free or low cost. Explore wilddunedin.nz and the printed programs around the city to plan your Wild Dunedin 2024. And follow New Zealand Festival of Nature on Facebook for updates. Let's hear about how you can discover and explore the unique wild nature of our city.
Well, finally we are here, the opening day for Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature. Right through the 28th of April, there is so much going on, and as we've heard in some of the feature interviews, some very special moments promised and some wonderful people sharing their enthusiasm, their knowledge and their joy about all things wild and natural. One of the people who's been working very hard behind the scenes to make all of this possible at all is Suzanne Middleton, and we thought we'd take this final opportunity in this Go Wild series to talk with Suzanne, who joins us in the studio now. Suzanne, kia ora, good to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Great, thank you. Great to be here.
Suzanne, here we are, the day of the festival launch. I know it feels like probably this mission began, you know, a year ago. It's pretty much once you wind one up, you start organising the next, right?
That's right. It's applying for funding and working out what our focus is going to be the following year, and then trying to discover new events that we could have and events that focus on whatever that particular theme is. This year it's the weather. We've already got next year's worked out, but that's a secret at the moment.
Well, we'll talk about next year a little bit later. In terms of how this festival is tracking, we've been encouraging our listeners to get out there and book their spots, because while most of these events are relatively inexpensive or indeed free, they are sometimes quite boutique in nature, and therefore the opportunity to be part of something small and special is there. How are bookings going for the festival?
Bookings are going really, really well, and the gardening, sort of practical gardening events seem to book out really fast. The one at the City Library about gardening and changing climate, where there's Sue Neville, Jason Ross and Rory Harding, that's already gone to 100 people. I think we're going to extend it if anyone wants to go to that. TT's dinner booked out straight away. There's two dinners at Glenfalloch with Fleur from Meraki. And yes, lots of things have booked out, but there are some really big events that you don't have to book for coming up. And yeah, lots of days at the museum to take your kids that don't require bookings.
We don't have a hope in heck of running through all of the program. It is so big. Had 140 something events?
Yes, there is, yeah.
But let's talk about some of the ones that you think the listeners should know about, particularly maybe some of those ones where there's still plenty of opportunity to get along to.
Sure. So the museum is having a frog day, an albatross day and a weather day, where there'll be lots of activities for children as well as some special speakers. And then this Sunday we've got Art, Play and Nature, which is at beautiful Chingford Park. And I'm always surprised at how few people in Dunedin actually are familiar with Chingford Park. I think a lot of people who live up the Northeast Valley, it's their kind of secret. But if you go to Chingford Park at the moment, it's just the most beautiful park of old deciduous trees. It's very beautiful in autumn, and we're repeating our event from last year where people can turn up between 11 and 2, and we've got three artists there who will help them create a giant kind of a tapestry artwork on one of the bridal lawns using autumn leaves and acorns and twigs and various things. Land art that basically, you know, we take some photos of it and then after a few days it's blown away or rotted or whatever. It's quite a cool concept. We've also got food trucks and coffee and live music, including Ralph Miller from the local orchestra. And then lots of activities about nature, lots of things for kids, etc. Last year we had about 2,000 people came. And yeah, we're hoping it'll be just as great this year. That's free to get in, no bookings. And one of the new things we've got this year is actually a group called the Tree Dwellers, and they're going to be across the bridge in Chingford Park. by the enormous macrocarpa tree, and they'll put you up the tree with ropes on.
Oh, fantastic.
You do need to pay for that.
Suzanne, as someone who is a Northeast Valley resident whose home looks directly over and at Chingford Park, who watches the transformation of the trees at this time of year, I can only echo what a marvellous, marvellous spot it is. And I'm not sure whether I should thank you about bringing attention to it because we do love it so much. But no, great to share it with all of Dunedin, and it sounds like a great day.
I think Chingford actually has the best deciduous trees in Dunedin. Mm. Another thing we've got is we're going to have the electric book bus parked outside Chingford Park on North Road. So people bring your library cards along and you can go and take books from the new book bus.
Oh, nice one. All right. What else have we got going on, Suzanne?
Well, one interesting thing that we've got is also a walk on Otago Peninsula called the Hedeweka Hike. So that's on Sunday, the 28th of April. People meet at the Portobello Domain at 10 o'clock, and it's a self-guided 6-kilometre hike around Hedeweka Harbour Cone from Portobello with signs and information along the way. You need modest level of fitness. It's free. You don't have to book, but you do have to sign in when you get there. This is a new bit of walking track that's just been opened, and so this is the first time this has happened, so that'll be a really fun day as well.
One of the features of Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature is the talent that is involved in it and some of the very special guest speakers that come along. You've had some exciting news.
We have. After an excellent article in the ODT last Saturday about Tim Naish, a speaker who's coming from Wellington to talk about the melting ice down in the Antarctic, we had a call from Jim Salinger, who's just been made the KiwiBank New Zealander of the Year. And he's actually going to speak now on Saturday afternoon. That's on the 20th at 4 o'clock at the museum. You do have to book online for that, but it's free. And there are only 60 seats, I think, so you need to get in fast. But that's a huge opportunity to hear such a distinguished scientist speaking. He was actually part of a group that won the Nobel Peace Prize a few years ago, an international group won that Nobel Peace Prize for their work on climate change, an absolute pioneer in that field. So our focus on weather this year is quite broad, from kids making craft to do with weather to talking about gardening with different weather, and then actually with these real cutting-edge scientists talking us about what we can expect in Dunedin with climate change.
One of the things I really love about the festival, and I'm fortunate in the position that I am, is to talk with some of the people who are here every day. I mean, every day and every week is a Wild Dunedin Festival of Nature as far as they're concerned. The ones that are actively on the ground, so to speak, here in the city, engaging the public with the work that they do, perhaps working on projects that are all about the betterment of our natural landscapes or our flora and our fauna. The city is not only blessed with a wonderful physical environment, it's blessed with some pretty amazing people too, right?
That's right. And one of the things that Wild Dunedin does is we publicise the work of places like Orokanui Eco Sanctuary, where kids go free during the festival, and Larnach Castle, which has the most amazing gardens, and kids go free in the garden there during the festival. But also we're always bringing in new groups, like, for example, the garden at Pukitaraki Marae up at Karatane, where they have the most amazing food garden, plus they also have a native plant nursery where they plant native plants on the area for conservation purposes. The Tomahawk Smales Beach Beach Care, who have a nursery where they grow native plants that they're planting in the dunes to make good places for sea lions. They're going to have a plant sale during the festival. Yes, we're always discovering new amazing things happening around town, and those people get to become better known through being part of our festival.
Just taking a moment now just to talk about you personally, Suzanne. Suzanne, this will be your final Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature in terms of your organisational role within it. You've been there right from the start?
No. Jeannie Hayden's been there right from the start. I started in 2018 as a volunteer. So not as long as Jeannie.
What attracted you to that?
It's actually quite funny because my daughter lives in Perth, and I usually go to Perth in autumn and spring because it's so hot. That year she was turning 40, and so everyone was going to Bali in July. So I was in Dunedin in April, and I saw this festival advertised. I'd worked at the Albatross Centre as a guide, and so I contacted them and said, oh, do you want to volunteer? Just simple as that, really. I now run about nearly 30 volunteers for this festival.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Yeah. And reflecting on your time with the festival, what's it offered you, do you think?
I've learnt a huge amount. I do quite a lot of writing for like newsletters and the website and such like, and I've met some really amazing people. The other people involved with the festival, particularly Jeannie, but also someone from DOC with the Stoat Dog, who I met up at Orokonui, who has a little terrier that goes in there a couple of times a year to sniff out any stoats. Lots of scientists, all sorts of people. Yeah, it's been fascinating.
We must acknowledge Jeannie Hayden's contribution as well. Quite a remarkable force of nature, pardon the terrible pun. Without Jeannie there, without Suzanne Middleton there, the festival in good hands?
Well, they're just going through the recruitment process now. But Jeannie brought with her a huge amount of experience being a TV producer, and also just with a huge network of photographers and filmmakers that she knew. Yes, so Jeannie's, wanting more time to do family things and other things. And yes, so I think we're leaving it in good hands. But yeah, the selection process is going on now.
What is your measure of success for a festival? When you sit back after it and reflect on it, what are you hoping you've achieved?
Well, I really think there are a lot of people in Dunedin who've probably never been out to Tairoa Head, Pukekura, or never been to Orokonui Eco Sanctuary, or never walked around the cliff at Second Beach and seen all the amazing planting and things that are going on around there. People who just don't realise how lucky we are to live here. So this is an opportunity for people to get cheap deals on penguins, albatross, boat trips, etc. But we're hoping that people, particularly children, will have a really positive experience in nature and will then love it and appreciate it and will then want to protect it. And currently I feel that the natural worlds in this country is facing its biggest threat in my lifetime with the fast track legislation which is proposed. And even though we've had so much predator control, so much planting, etc. on Otago Peninsula, you cut the funding for that predator control and everything just goes back and you have native species being eaten by rats and stoats, etc. So it's so fragile, even if all the funding was continued. But now with the possibility of mining and, lack of concern about dolphins or albatross being caught by fishing boats, huge things are hugely under threat.
And so engagement with the festival can help to foster that sense of duty to protect the environment, and of course, as well as all of that, have a great deal of fun while you're doing it too. And this is the thing, isn't it? It's immensely enjoyable. I mean, the going for a brisk walk on the Otago Peninsula at any time of the year, really good for the soul. And there are so many opportunities, and some of them in this festival, to see places that you wouldn't even ordinarily see and be as well.
So. Yes, absolutely. And, one of my favourite places is the mole at Aromoana. And every time I go out there, I see something different, whether it's a little blue penguin in the water or seals at the end or seals, that you just about trip over because you can't even see them at first. Sea lions coming in. There's always, and you may one day see an orca or a whale out there. It does happen. Yeah, it's surprising. And I think a lot of people don't realise just how lucky we are. We've got all that, such a huge range of areas so close to town in Dunedin. There's really nowhere else like it.
Well, get out there, engage with the festival, the Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature, on now through until the 28th of April. plenty for you to go and see and do. Still some spots available on some of the events. Just hop online. That's the best thing to do. And check out wilddunedin.nz. Of course, there's socials being posted all the time as well. And there are still printed programs around the city too if you want to pick one up and you prefer to have one of them in your bag just to check through what's available. It is going to be an incredible time. We're looking forward so much to so many of the events, and we have really enjoyed talking with some of the special guests of the festival here on our Go Wild spot on ORFM. Huge thanks to you, Suzanne, for everything that you've contributed to this festival over the years. It has been immense. I hope that you get the chance to enjoy the festival yourself this year, and then it's not all about organisation. You can actually go to some of the events. Is that possible for you?
Yes, and actually I'm going to the Wild Masquerade at Larnac Castle, which will be really, really amazing. Yes, I'll be going to lots of things, and it's just fascinating seeing how much kids enjoy getting up close to a frog or whatever. Yeah, it's great.
Thanks, Suzanne. Thanks to Jeannie Hazen too for the huge contribution to Wild Dunedin. Get out there and enjoy it, everybody. It's on now until the 28th of April.
Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature launches on April 19th. Experience the magic of nature through more than 140 events, many that are family friendly, free or low cost. Discover Otipoti's magnificent wild places, wild weather and unique wildlife. Celebrate the people doing important work to protect our natural environment. April 19th to 28th at Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature. Don't miss out. Book your place at wilddunedin.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.